today on the Pure Sweat Basketball Show.
The game of basketball, being connected to it, can take you anywhere you really want to go.
Maybe I led you to believe it was easy when it wasn't. Maybe I made you think my highlights started at the free throw line and not in the gym.
Turn my headphones up!
Let's eliminate the will to win and think about the will to prepare to win.
That's how winning is done.
It's about being a great teammate. It's about being accountable to one another. It's about being tough. It's about doing the right things for each other, but it's about doing it every day.
This is Reese Davis from ESPN, and you're listening to the Pure Sweat Basketball Show.
Thanks for tuning into the show that truly serves the basketball community and makes every episode a micro clinic. I'm your host, Alan Stein. Today's show is brought to you by our friends at Dr. Dish, the creators of the world's best shooting machine. Today's episode is part one of a two-part interview that I recorded in Singapore with former college basketball player and coach and the current basketball program director for Camp Asia, Alex Washington. But before we dive in, did you know that Crossover makes film sessions more efficient by clipping and tagging your video for you? With a turnaround time as short as 12 hours, Crossover can provide you with shot charts and stats you can access from any mobile device. Visit crossoverwithak.com/puresweat to try a game for free. And I want to encourage you to visit our newly revamped puresweatbasketball.com and sign up for The Drop, our killer weekly newsletter that drops invaluable content right to your inbox. And if you sign up now, you will receive a series of 6 free webinars on how to develop a championship culture and winning habits. And while you're there, if you don't mind, please check out our recently released basketball performance course and basketball performance workout to help you maximize your summer training program. These are without question the 2 best products and programs I have ever released. So please hit up puresweatbasketball.com now. All right, let's jump into my interview with Alex Washington. Alex, what would you say was the biggest adjustment going from playing in high school to playing college basketball?
For me, I played in a very average high school basketball program, and I was the best player probably in the area, so things came very easy for me. And so when I got to school, I was no longer the best player. I was no longer the quickest player. And I realized I didn't even know what winning truly meant and how you actually win as a team. I think my mentality before going to college was very individual, looking out kind of for myself and trying to make sure that you incorporate teammates, but really making sure you have the best performance possible. But when I got to college, that was clearly broken down. And so there's a big emphasis on team play and an emphasis on value and knowing everyone has a role that's important to that team. And once I kind of figured out what that meant, I was able to start to assimilate into the team and then start to have success for myself, but also more importantly for that team and for that program. And so I think learning how to win and learning what it meant to be a part of a team was the biggest adjustment for me.
Got it. Now, with hindsight always being 2020, looking back at your high school days, do you think you took some shortcuts and developed some bad habits because you were better than everyone else? And then when you got to college, you realized you couldn't get away with some of the stuff you got away with in high school?
Oh, no doubt. Growing up playing basketball, I was at the park all the time and looking for any court to play at. And once I reached a level where kind of the competition was at my level or I was above that, I definitely know that I kind of slacked off and maybe didn't put in as many hours that I should have. I also didn't, you know, I knew other good players and great players, but I didn't understand what kind of the workout was or how they got to that point. So I thought it was very easy. And looking back on it, I know that it's not easy. It's stuff you have to put in, and it's a consistency you have to develop. And with that work, especially great work, comes great rewards.
Love it. Now, your college program has a tremendous winning tradition and culture. Can you talk a little bit about what made that culture so special?
I think it starts with the head coach. Gray Giovanni at Augustana is a phenomenal human, but a phenomenal basketball coach. And so what he does is establish very, very team-oriented goals, very team-oriented play, which in turn leads to individual success. And so very many times there's people that go down with injuries or they're just not feeling it that week for whatever reason, with homework, tests, classes, issues going on. But next man up, so that next person knows I might have a chance to go in. And when I get that chance, I'm going to be ready to play. And so we've got in him at Augustana just a phenomenal leader that sets that example from the top down. And then you see so many success stories. Those guys that come in that don't play at all as freshmen, or guys that come in and play spotty minutes, or guys that maybe come in as freshmen and start and for some reason get surpassed in that lineup. And so it's just a tribute to him to develop the consistency, but to also instill in his players that he cares about you. And if you care about this team, you can be successful by playing as a team.
Awesome. Now, even though we make every episode a micro clinic and we don't dive a ton into journeys, we have to dive into yours because we are literally halfway around the world from where we're normally recording this podcast in the United States. We're in Singapore, and you are the reason that Jordan Delp and I are here. Talk to us about how basketball literally brought you around the world.
Well, we hear all the time that, you know, basketball can take you places. And I think it's every kid's dream when they're little, hey, I want to play in the NBA and travel around and do all those kind of things, or I want to go play overseas. But I don't think people realize how the game of basketball, being connected to it, can take you anywhere you really want to go. And so it started probably when I graduated college in 2009. I actually went to Wayne, Nebraska, of all places, and a town I'd never heard of, but I went as a graduate assistant to be part of a Division II program, and really thankful for 3 years there. And so I got fortunate enough to come back to Augustana now as a coach. So I played there, then I go back and coach there. And we were great, had 3 great years with a great class. We went to the national title game for Division III. We went to the Elite Eight. So now, you know, and we won conference championships. And I just felt that there was something else out there for me. And so people called me kind of crazy. Why would you leave this situation? But I had a friend of mine, John Puglisi, who I'd worked with at Wayne State in Nebraska, who had moved to Singapore. And when he moved, I told him, hey, you're crazy. I'm not sure how you can do that. But when he brought up an opportunity to coach basketball and develop basketball here, there was no hesitation in my mind. And I thought it out and I researched it, but still I couldn't think of a reason why I wouldn't do something like this. And so I think the other thing that really factored in is I felt I owed it to myself, but I owed it to the people that had pushed me, the people that had given me a chance, the people that had encouraged me, that they would want me to be on involved in something like this. And so when I thought about those things, I took my 4 suitcases and I got on a plane and I landed here in Singapore, and we're just coming up on a year now. And that year has flown by. It's been a remarkable experience both on the court, but probably just as equally important culturally, being here in Singapore. And I never could say, or never would have imagined, that I would be outside of the United States. And here I am, really enjoying life in Singapore.
Nice. What's the biggest thing you've learned about yourself coming to a completely new culture halfway around the world?
The biggest thing I think that I've learned personally is that you have to have self-confidence. And with self-confidence comes mistakes sometimes, but you cannot be afraid to take risks. And so moving here was a risk for me. I didn't know what to expect. Being involved in building a basketball program, you don't know the level of talent or maybe how things operate here. So you have to take a risk and trust that what you've learned and what you've studied and what you value will connect with someone here. And so I've been fortunate enough that I came in the summertime. So we had just got into summer camps. And so we had roughly about 20 kids a week in full day basketball camp for the first time. And so not preaching, but really kind of instilling the values that I thought were important to winning versus the super skills that people see, I thought laid a great foundation. And once that foundation was laid in the summer, now you can start to progress and build and grow with a little bit of blend of what I think is important, what I value, but also what the kids like and what our teams like and what kind of the community likes to make and build a successful basketball program.
That's it for us. Thank you so much for listening. I hope we helped you raise your game. Make sure you check back for part 2 of this interview. We want to thank the team at Dr. Dish for transforming basketball training with their high-tech shooting machines. Learn more at drdishbasketball.com. And don't forget to visit our newly revamped website at puresweatbasketball.com. All right. Time to get back in the gym.